Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is for the 31st of January of the year 2020, winding up the first 12th of the year, assessing our New Year's resolutions. And of course, today marks the start of the 2020 Oceania Wrestling Championships in Samoa. And there are some Janiversaries. I cannot believe I hadn't figured out Janiversaries until this, the last day of January. But anniversaries for today in history include in 1961, on the 31st of January, a chimpanzee called Ham was sent into space by the United States and recovered alive and well. So that's good. You ended up where you began, but the chimp had a look in his eyes like he'd seen the stars from up close. It was also...
Or seen a dog looking very cross and communist.
Poor Laika, a tragedy. In 1949, the 31st of January marks the first daytime soap opera, These Are My Children, which was broadcasted in Chicago. Soap operas apparently got the name because they were targeted as mothers who were apparently very clean. And also in 1950, President Truman approved the US construction of the hydrogen bomb, which was a weapon potentially 1,000 times more powerful than the atomic bomb, and yet daytime soap opera has had more of an impact. Celebrations today include Backward Day, Fun at Work Day, Inspire Your Heart with Art Day, and Gorilla Suit Day. So I'm planning on walking backwards through my work while having fun and dressed as a gorilla, but that's a sideline. Our guest for today is celebrity and 9 times disqualified candidate from the world's sexiest man list, Andy Zaltzman. Welcome back to the show.
I mean, 7 of those were justified. The other 2, I thought I was unlucky.
As well in the studio today, we have Andy Zaltzman's assistant, James Nokise. How are you after your unsuccessful man book tour?
Yeah, it's a bit of a fall from grace, but you know, Andy's a really lovely boss.
Yep.
Coming up today, we'll be talking about the end of the long breadline that was the Brexit deadline, but first, some headlines. In the news today, the old man bestie drama bitch fest that is the Trump impeachment trial continues apace, with Republicans scrambling to block witness testimony from the trial, as you know, you usually do with a trial. Senator, psychopath and sad cartoon turtle impersonator Mitch McConnell told colleagues that he does not have the votes to block witness testimony, as pressure on John Bolton to testify ramps up. Meanwhile, a group of Democrats are increasing the pressure on their Republican opposition to stand up for what they believe in by sending GOP senators cakes with personalised messages about due process. Cakes. Truly, the politics of the now.
Have they got knives in? But they're like prison cakes.
I just feel like this is the worst idea. of what, all.
American democracy?
Yes, yeah. Yes, but specifically the Democrats trying to prove that they're not toothless in this whole system by sending passive-aggressive cakes to their enemies.
Which ironically would rot their tooth and render them toothless.
I still feel electing Donald Trump was the worst idea.
Look, I was once given a cake by a fan and I did not eat that cake. I wouldn't eat a cake if it was given to me by an enemy.
But, I mean, if it
by
was
an enemy.
An enemy.
And weed is now legal in Canberra in Australia, which should do something to alleviate anxieties caused by the horrible bushfire-induced air quality. Conservatives are declaring that smoking marijuana is hypocritical for those who claim to be concerned about air quality, and everyone else is planning on going to Canberra sometime soon. It's not just legal porn and fireworks anymore, sisters. And Christopher Nolan's gritty reboot of Love Island, Loveception, has been banned from all terrestrial television and streaming services after claims that it haunts your genitalia forever. And that is the headlines for today. And now it's time for your classified ads. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. We probably won't use it. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Sleep. Sleep, which knits up the ravelled sleeve of care. Sleep, from whose bourne each traveller returns after 6 to 8 hours on average, depending on your constitution. Try Sleep. It's basically inevitable. Are you a very small fish in a very big basketball court? Try half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. It's not a complete solution, but for now, it's home. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Only Thing Keeping You Alive Right Now Foundation. Don't rely on half a glass of water for long-term accommodation.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your classified ads for today.
The Last Post.
And our top story today, Brexit. It's happening. It's happened. It's happening at least, at last. We can all figure out how good or bad it is now, if you mean by now, slowly, dawningly, over the next 5 to 30 years. Now it's happened. How are we going to make it stick? Andy? James?
Well, I mean, it's a great day, VD Day, Victorious Departure Day. I mean, Europe seems more upset about it than Britain, I guess. I mean, it's like any dumping, isn't it? You know, it's the end of a kind of awkward end of a relationship. And the question is, was it really true love in the first place? Or well, it's very hard to know, really. I mean, at least Europe knows that Britain has not left it for a younger continent, because Europe is showing its age a bit. Britain has left Europe, not for someone else, but to spend more time with itself. Britain is not in some passionate dalliance with a new lover. Britain will lock itself in its attic and mastroblart furiously in front of an idealised portrait of its young mythical self.
I think, like most people, I'm celebrating the way that any good Brit would celebrate. I've booked a cruise around Spain for summer.
All around Spain. That's got to go over some mountains.
That that's the kind of logic we're dealing with here.
I mean, although there have been rejections of proposals to make Brexit more Brexity, such as firing the UK into space, building a wall around it, you know, chopping it off in various ways.
Can we not just deepen our moat? Because this is the problem with the moat that we have. It's too easy for boats to get across, because it's well known that the deeper the sea, the more likely, by physics, the boat is to sink.
No. Andy, Dunkirk was a movie.
Oh, right. Was it?
It was a movie.
It was a reality as well, wasn't it?
No, it was just a movie.
Just a movie. All right, okay. Yeah.
Well, a number of next steps for Brexit to make it more Brexity have been tabled, including infecting everyone with a contagious virus. It worked for the Wuhan province. No one's going there right now. Making tourism illegal, changing English to a more difficult difficult language that isn't in all the movies, and extra points to citizens who display massive Britishness, such as eating guts and shouting at foreigners. There is also a proposal, because although England seems to be pretty happy with the Brexit process, there are little bits dangling off England in the United Kingdom that might not be so happy. There's been a proposal between Scotland and Ireland to get married and run off with France.
Right.
So a very romantic move there.
That's a bit 16th century, that, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll have to see how it plays out.
Yeah. I mean, I can see Europe's looking for a replacement for Britain, but, I mean, how do you replace the irreplaceable? I mean, I get some combination of New Zealand and Canada, I don't know. Maybe a promising youngster, like South Sudan, you know, not really done much, but who knows in the future?
They could fill that gap.
Whoever's stopgap has been, kind of classic transfer window emergency signing.
Could they just dress up
Egypt,
Greenland,
maybe.
Could they dress up Greenland?
Greenland.
Yeah, just dress it up and, like, you know, it's kind of in the same direction. I mean, and Greenland hasn't really been doing much for Europe.
No, it's been literally on ice.
Yeah.
And under ice.
maybe it's time.
Yeah. Antarctica, that's another option.
Antarctica.
Always in the news these days.
It's true.
And
I think England should just try dating itself for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Like Emma Watson. Just take some time, treat itself well. Figure out what life is like, if it can exist on its own, on only peas, and then move forward into a new world, ideally reintegrating the empire in all its fullness and abdicating the responsibility for me to get a visa.
It's so interesting you should mention peas, Alice, because, Andy, we haven't talked about this. I'm going to need a little bit of leave because I have a new book coming out called I Can't Believe It's Peas. It's a cookbook, and it's just a whole bunch of recipes I've put together where you'd be surprised that it's peas.
Peas.
Yeah, peas. That's the headline is peas, and the tagline is putting the peas into recipes.
Right. That's very good. So is it recipes that where you cook it and you don't know that there are peas in it?
The person who eats it.
Right. Okay.
Be incredibly surprised
right.
that what they're eating is actually just all peas.
Right. The surprise pea.
The surprise pea.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, who can you trust these days? I'm looking forward to some of the exciting parties tonight, Alice.
Yes. I mean, I know you as a celebrity get invited to a lot of parties.
Well, I'm going down to the White Cliffs of Dover, where the interim Foreign Secretary, Aaron Banks, from the Leave.eu movement, is delivering a ceremonial southward chunder. You will be rejectile vomiting into the English Channel in a symbolic exflagration of our last traces of Europeanism. Mm-hmm. The Queen... Meanwhile, in Westminster Abbey, tomorrow morning, we'll ceremonially hand over a sceptre made of bratwurst in a final expunction of the last traces of Germanness from her family. So,
see, I've heard that they're planning on shipping the whole royal family back to Germany where it belongs.
Well, you know, it's a bit old school. But it's very exciting, really. It's exciting times and freedom. It's going to save the NHS because freedom is the best medicine anyone can have. No British people get ill now. Most diseases are foreign and were, in fact, imposed on us by the rest of Europe under the Treaty of Splatterlung in 1976. All the big diseases, when you think about it, foreign disease, influenza, named after a Spanish princess, Alzheimer's, German word for old timer, emphysema, of course, was the Greek goddess of being out of breath. So all diseases, we won't have them anymore. Because we're now a much more communal country. So there's no I in measles, is there? So won't get that anymore.
Yeah. I think we've solved Brexit, guys. Right. I'm looking forward to it.
I've heard that you might know this a bit more, Alice, because obviously I'm travelling around doing a lot of TV shows, so I don't have my finger on the pulse as much as you do. But is it true that countries in Europe are refusing to speak English?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, they've all burned all of their English textbooks and are planning on reverting to French as the lingua franca, which has never been done before.
Right.
They've never used French as the lingua franca before.
Yeah, no. But I think they should go back further and use Latin as the lingua franca. I mean, clearly, I mean, it's a bit derivative, refusing to speak English. I mean, it's basically what we've been doing in this country. Not only refusing to speak other languages, but also refusing to speak English properly. Now speaking a dialect known by linguisticians as like English, which is like English, but with the word like used in a place of gaps, punctuation.
It's big in the north, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. And also changed emphases on words. So we'll have BTIs, brecially transmitted inflections.
You're a terrible person, Andy.
And bread. Bread's going to change as well.
What's going to change
another thing.
About bread, Andy?
We're getting rid of the more lascivious forms of bread, the gallicky, phallicky baguette. The sensually boobous Belgian pistolet and the luscious Batokian brioche all going. And the government's launching a new type of British Brexit loaf, an unleavened, heavy, dry British gludge.
It's called bread, isn't it?
Commemorative gludge.
Have you seen the new banknote as well?
No, I haven't seen the new banknote.
Churchill flipping a V sign. And
oh, yes.
Just a blank space so you can write on it what you want the note to be worth, instead of us being constrained by the European Central Bank, as we have been for the last 45 years.
Oh, yes. And I heard that there, some authors were suggesting that this was offensive to the nature of the scripting of notes,
yeah,
to imply that anyone could just write their own value.
Yeah. That's the world as it is, isn't it?
It's called money, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the end of our top story for today. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Hi, Alison Guest. I'm a single woman in my mid-40s. Guest, that's you and James, Andy. I'm a single woman in my mid-40s and apparently have started to turn invisible. I get overlooked at the bar and apparently expected to move out of the way for men when walking down the street, and advertisers don't quite know if I count at all. I briefly tried having 5 cats to see if this would help make me more visible in the world, but it seems to have just made me a cliché. Do you have any thoughts on what I can do to improve my visibility? Samantha, a.k.a. single cat lady, I promise I only have 1 cat now,
What did you do with the other 4 cats, Samantha? You might be known as single cat lady now, but you might also be known as 4 cat murderer.
I mean, that is true. I mean, there's nothing...
Casserole's a casserole, isn't it? Who knows what's in it?
Stapling 4 dead
peas,
cats to your head.
Actually, I think you'll find, mate. It's peas. I know. It tastes like cats.
Casserole.
It's peas.
Stapling 4 cats to your head and walking down the street might make you less invisible.
Yep. Suit of armour on a horse. Always helps.
Yep. Topless.
That's the Jesus tactic, wasn't it?
Yep.
He was fully topless
fully
for the crucifixion.
Topless at all
wasn't he?
Times.
Yeah.
It's funny because you see that imagery and you assume that topless was normal, but it wasn't. It was weird.
Yeah.
It's a bit showy.
I mean, it was an odd time to start the Free the Nipple campaign, but fair play to the Son of Man.
Well, I mean, that's what they always say about Jesus. He was a bit showy.
He
died for your nips.
No one asked for this wine, Jesus. What are you doing, mate? It's dry January. It's unnecessary.
Any tips for Samantha, a.k.a. single cat lady, James?
Look, if you go on Amazon, Samantha, there's still a few copies of my How to Be a Man series there. And, you know, some of those rules I think are really good for women who feel like they're not being seen. For instance, learning how to juggle. You know, there's no reason you can't apply that to cats.
Or become a right-wing media pundit.
I mean, that's
option.
Very handy. Yep. That does make women much more visible, is when they're saying the things that old men like hearing. Thanks for tuning in to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears every day of the year, and you can hear us again tomorrow. Remember, we have a back catalogue for people who like to binge the news, so if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Thank you so much to James and Andy, our guests. Have you got anything to plug?
Well, no, I was just going to say how disappointing the back catalogue was, because I was in the market for a new back, and nothing really.
This is why you're the showbiz maven that you are now, Andy.
I've plugged my book. That's coming up, so I'm happy with that. And I'll just go get Andy his coffee.
Fair enough. I have shows coming up in Australia, and tickets are available for Sydney, Perth and Melbourne for my show Kronos. Look that up. I'd give you ticket links, but I can't be bothered. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I'm Alice Fraser. The producers this month have been Zoe Edwards and Ped Hunter, with research by Jemima Rathbone. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.